All right, in 3, 2, 1.
Hey there, guys. It's the Not a Competition podcast. With your host, Sean Brady, and joined by my esteemed, voluptuous co-host, Mario Adamo.
How's it going, everybody? Brady, happy to be here. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I had a 3-day weekend here with Mr. Columbus Day / Indigenous Persons Day.
I didn't even get Columbus Day off. I had a good time. I didn't get one of the holiest days off.
This is one of the worst days of the year. We should. Here's what I should say, and it's probably what you have. You're probably off November 11th, I think, or something, for Veterans Day.
We get that.
Okay, I don't get Veterans Day, I don't think.
Really?
And I'm a veteran. I never get Veterans Day off when we worked at MLB. They put me to work. When I work here, they put me to work. But instead, I get off for Christopher Columbus tripping and falling on America. So,
beautiful thing.
Was it? Look, I'm not going to talk about how much of a monster Christopher Columbus is, but I will say, why don't we take this into talk about our fantasy teams from this week?
Good segue.
Mario, you had a great week. You killed it in both leagues.
I killed it in both leagues. Thank goodness. We're finally righting the ship. We you know what? We were getting too cutesy with it. We finally were like, let's put in Cordell Patterson. He's putting up 20 points a game. We benched Mixon because he was hurt and he got a garbage time touchdown. But like, we had to bench Mixon.
Right.
Which...
Yeah, I saw him score, and I was like, oh, fuck, Mario has him. I saw you didn't start him. I'm like, okay, cool.
Didn't even start him because, honestly, without that touchdown, he gets, like, 3 points on the day. So, big tough, but we just started starting our studs. You know, like, we have so much talent. We just got to piece it together, and...
I love that line. We started our studs. I benched Joe Mixon and put in Cordarrelle Patterson.
Fantasy-wise. Fantasy-wise.
We went into the season starting with these guys as our studs.
Cordarrelle Patterson is ranked 3 for running backs. Yeah. And it's like, I couldn't sell him, like, no matter
He's doing the things people who were high on Mike Davis were hoping Mike Davis would do.
Yeah, as one of those.
It's like, oh, he's going to catch all these passes. He's going to be like a Christian McCaffrey. It's like, yeah. Cordell Patterson, you mean, because he's going off. Little opportunities. They finally gave him a bigger chunk of the pie, too, so outlook looks good for you for the rest of the season. Though, I can see defenses trying to hone in on him a little because, like, who else is doing anything on that team? So maybe he gets some tighter coverage in the future. We'll see.
We'll see. But, so, we finally got our second win in that league. We bumped up to 6. We're in the playoffs. On the other side, in your home league,
You just said we're in the playoffs?
If the season ended today, we're in the playoffs. We're in the 6th seed.
Oh, I get what you mean. Yeah, right. I thought you, nothing clinched. You had 6 wins, nothing which clinched. Means you're in the playoffs.
I wish.
All you need is 7 in your home league, for sure. If you get 7, you're usually in there. But again, your home league, just like last year.
It's top heavy.
It's not even top heavy. It's very middle heavy, I feel. Ooh. Like everybody's either 3-2 or 2-3. Like everybody, you know, you lose it. I'm in 3rd right now. I lose a game, I could be in 7th or 8th.
I guess that's 9th. True. I'm 2-3 and I'm in 6th. So.
Right. And there's people, there's like 3 or 4 2-3
guys.
There's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams. Half of the league are 2-3.
Right. And then there's 3 of us or 2 of us that are 3-2.
Yeah, 2-2, 3-2. So it's very tight.
Right. And so that's what it was last year. Like, coming down to that wire, I barely snuck in last year. And then in the end, I won the whole thing. So as I said going into the season, I don't play fantasy to be the best team in the league. I don't really care about that. I care about getting the chip. And all you need to do that is get in there. So that's my goal. And you, my friend, if the season ended today, would have made it.
Beautiful thing. So that's that. Flipping over to your home league, I put up 170 points in a 12-man non-PPR.
Non-PPR, 0-point PPR, 12-man league.
My boy, Mark Andrews, I've been putting a lot of stocks in him, and he came through for me. Him and Lamar, I love that connection. Let's make it a thing. Brady, how
finally had his big, big day. Not that he was bad before this, you know, he was pretty consistent actually this season compared to last year. But wow, he came through all right.
Chef's kiss. How'd you do?
Did he get like 40 for you?
He got 30 points in standard scoring.
Wow. Crazy. I think in PPR, my point PPR league, he got like 40 something.
Oh my god. 13 targets, 11 catches. Mark Andrews season has
13 targets, 11 catches. This is a nice little completion rate.
I like that.
For my teams, I lost my league. A heartbreaker. Putting up half the points Mario put up, really. I put up 99, which is usually like you could win, you could lose in my league. And the coin fell the wrong way for me this week. My wife won, though, with a solid 82 points or something, beating someone who got 76. And I'm just sitting here like, woe is me. And that's been the theme in my home league, is like my team middle of the road, if not like upper half of the league, I believe, in points scored. I mean, this is all coming out my ass. Let me actually like look into this. But my team, I think, is doing fairly well in points scored, but they're just not pulling off the W's. So we keep getting smushed here. I got my standings up right here. Let's see, based on points for. I'm actually bottom half of the league. I lied to you. But in points against, I'm third from the top. So I've been heavily scored on. I've watched a lot of people get away with stuff. Lindsay actually has the least amount of points scored in our league. She is currently 3-2, and I'm sitting here at 1-4, and I've scored more points than her. So it's one of those kind of leagues making me feel great. Then we have your home league, where I did win. I got not a lucky win. I put up good amount of points, but it was going to be a close match with me only expected to win by like 2 or 3 coming into the Monday night game. And my opponent had Tucker. And solid. Game script went great. He got a field goal at like the end of the second or something like that. And then they were losing by weird numbers, so they kept going for 2, and then so Tucker never kicked another ball. So he got like 3 points, and the other person they had was Indianapolis defense, who, whew, what a roller coaster ride that was. they were like literally shutting out Baltimore for the first half, and then they scored a defensive touchdown that was called back. They still got like the fumble recovery or the interception, I forget which one it was. I think it was a fumble recovery. But they didn't get the touchdown off of it. Oh. Probably a block in the back or something. I forget what the call was. But, it got called back, so they didn't get the touchdown. And then, as you know, Baltimore came on back. So they didn't even get – they finished with, like, 3 points. And they were looking pretty for a while. But, yeah, they fell off there. Finally, my PPR league, I took my first loss of the season. – You know your team's good when everybody's begging in chat for the other guy to beat you. So I had that happen this week. It was great. And he did. He did beat me by a little bit. And so now we're 4-1. So I got a 3-2, 4-1, and a 1-4. Kind of like a scattershot of results. A good team, a mediocre team, and a bad team. But, Mario, I've already mentioned this to you in passing. I am doing a pigskin pick'em, and that is popping off right now. I'm 57-23 in my guesses, and in the 99.5 percentile with pickers. In Fantasy Focus, another football podcast, 13,000 people rank 117. So things are going well there. Literally means nothing but pride, but we'll see where I finish that out. I'm probably gonna finish in like the one percentile at the end of all this, but currently doing all right.
But as of now, if the season ended today, you're in the
season
playoffs.
Season ended today.
Love that.
So that's where I'm at with my leagues. I don't think we had any big trades coming up. We discussed you and me traded. Hunt for AJ Brown. AJ Brown got like 30 yards, and Hunt got like 19 points or something,
yeah,
if I remember correctly.
RB1.
So far, trade's working out great for you. We'll see if that continues. Checking up on your other trade, acquiring Mixon and Allen for Zeke Evans. That trade, not looking so hot.
That one, not looking so hot. I look at the calculator I used week one, where it was like a 65 to 64 and a half, and we have never been further apart. Like, we're not even in the same hemisphere. Like, right now, if this trade was proposed, I'd be kicked out of the league for trying to offer this.
How would my trade look? My calculator is probably even more in my favor. And so far, Hunt is looking like a certified must start.
Love it. Love it.
Hey, I hope he does good for you. And you miss the playoffs because of other reasons.
Oh. All right.
Mario, speaking of guys that maybe look good, but maybe aren't all that they're cracked up to be, ooh, Cordell Patterson and Kareem Hunt, why don't you take us into the Mario Adamo phony ranks?
Would love to.
Week six here.
Week six.
Or whatever we are. Week five? I don't know where we're on.
Hard to keep count. So here we are, phony ranks. I'm going to be update. I'm always going to do my top five biggest phonies in the NFL, team-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to sometimes be repeats. I'll try to call those out. There's a couple fresh meats on this week.
Yeah, let's see who can keep the longest on the phony list.
Being
on the phony list is kind of good, because the phony list is teams that are doing well that you don't think are as good as they should be. So if you're on the phony list a long time, it means you're probably doing well most of the season. But Mario just doesn't believe in you.
That's true. I will say two of these teams, I think the two repeats from last week probably aren't that good, but we just need to add insult to injury. but for a good reason, and we'll get to them when we get to them.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So number five on the phony ranks, the Kansas City Chiefs. I gave them the benefit of the doubt for so long, but it's like, come on, man.
Ooh, wow.
Come on, man.
My guy is shooting shots.
I mean, Arizona had to get off the list. Like, that's a spoiler. But Kansas City is the one replacing them. They're bottom in their division. Like, you don't have to be first.
Literal
you don't have
basement dwellers.
They're literally the worst team in their division. So it's time for game to recognize game. They're the top.
I would like to say they're literally the lowest record in their division.
Oh,
I would not say literally the worst team.
Actually, but, the worst team. They're going by standings. That's number five. Number four, the Browns. The Browns, they still have a lot of beautiful light at the end of their tunnel. I think this season's going to be great for them and fruitful. But they came off of a tough loss to the Chargers. And mostly because a wise man told me that LAC -1 against the Browns, which is disrespectful to them. And so...
It is. It was disrespectful to them.
It sure was. So... That gives them the number four phony spot.
Can I just say, I'm looking at the Chiefs schedule here.
Okay.
And I don't agree with this, but I know you do.
Let's hear it.
They have faced five playoff-bound teams. They beat the Cleveland Browns. They lost to the Baltimore Ravens by one.
Okay.
They lost to the Chargers, a 4-1 team, looking great. You're like underdog team of the year, call.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
Gimme. If they didn't win that game, then you're selling Patrick Mahomes.
Oh my gosh. And then they lost to Buffalo. So they lost to Buffalo, the Chargers, and Ravens. I mean, okay. Besides, I mean, Buffalo kicked the piss out of them, which is the bad thing. The other two games are close. I'm not done with these guys yet. I'm not writing them off. That's a really hard first five games. I miss the Eagles.
I mean, what's going to happen when they come to the playoffs, though? Like, they're not going to play the Eagles in the playoffs. They're going to play these teams, the Bills, the Ravens.
Hey, I'm not saying they're winning the Super Bowl, but you yourself just said, what's going to happen when they come to the playoffs? Do you expect them to be there?
Oh, my God. At this rate, I don't know. Nope.
Sorry, I just looked it up and I was like, that's a really hard schedule.
Hey, that's why.
But, take us into pick three.
That's why we have the phony list, is for the discussions. We do it for the people. Mm-hmm. Number three, we got the Colts. The Colts, listen, you can't be winning the game like you are and then blow it to the guy who people are like, oh, he throws pretty good for a running back. Like, you can't let, because now he just clowned everybody. Now Lamar Jackson had the best 400-yard receiver, 400-yard quarterback game of all time.
I mean, the 1-4 Colts did lose to the 4-1 Ravens, those phonies.
But you had the lead.
You got a 1-4 someone, team as a phony?
Someone had this team as a wild card team. So I will say maybe there's some higher expectations there.
Yeah, maybe.
They blew it. These next two, these next two are repeats, and they're kind of maybe bad teams, but they're still phonies. Number two. The Broncos. The Broncos, I was I was so high on the Broncos because Big Ben is looking like he belongs in a home. He, like, the offensive line in Pittsburgh stinks. You're Denver. You have, like, this great defense. Vic Fangio.
The defense is looking good still. Yeah. It's that offense I'm worried about.
Yeah, that offense was bad, but Teddy Roosevelt, like, you know, normally he covers. Couldn't hear. You lose by 8. So you're staying second week in a row. Broncos are phonies. And at this rate, like, they're going to be off the phony list, not because they've earned it, but because, like, there's just no shell of a doubt that, like, they don't belong in the good conversation.
Mario, I just noticed something. I'm looking at the standings here, and I just got to point it out. What do you... So, like, the Patriots are 4 net points. They're 4 points more for than against.
Okay.
Broncos are 26, same as the Chargers.
Wow.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. What do you think the Bills are?
Bills? I'd give them a modest 30, 35.
Right, because it's like the first 5 games of the season. How high could they be?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you, Dallas Cowboys are 53. Cardinals are 62. The Bills are 108 more points for than against.
You know,
they have 172 to 64. Oh, it is insane. Best defense, best offense. It's crazy.
You know, now that I think about it, my score doesn't even include their 44. Like, they won a game 44 to nothing. Right. So probably at minimum they have 44.
That almost made me throw up. I was like, that's end of the season numbers, guy. What are you doing? Like, that's insane.
Buffalo's looking good.
But I digress. Please take us into your number one choice
here. The number one phony, again, second time on the list from last week. It's the Panthers. The Panthers, you're trying to be a real team. You're trying to have, like, deep season aspirations. And you lost to the Eagles. Nothing more I can say. You can't lose that game.
Yeah, I mean,
Darnold looking back.
Eagles are a mid tier team, so I think, you know, Eagles might be bottom mid tier, mid tier. Panthers were looking like a high mid tier team for me. So yeah, I can see where you're coming from. They're definitely crashing down to earth a little bit. The defense is loosening up slightly, and that offense just isn't strong enough to make up the difference, I don't think.
Last thing I actually want to say, back on the Colts game, it was like the perfect game script for the Eagles because we need it to be a close game, so Carson's in there. It's not garbage time, but it's better if they lose so we get a better pick. So chef's kiss of a game.
Oh yeah, for the Eagle faithful. I think he's 5 for 5, right? He didn't when he was hurt, he still played that one game.
Yep,
right?
Yes, he did one. Even with two bad ankles, only him.
That's great. Mario, I'm going to take it into the opposite, the inverse of your phony ranks here.
Ooh.
I got some sandbaggers.
Sandbaggers.
I got some sandbaggers. A sandbagger is someone who's good but is putting on a show like they're bad. So it's kind of the opposite of what you got going here. Only rule I had when picking sandbaggers was I wanted teams that were either 500, which with no ties is impossible at this point in the season, either 500 or lower records.
Okay.
So my number 5 sandbagger is the New England Patriots.
Ooh.
I don't think they've played well. How should I put this? They are not sandbaggers because they've played so well and can't get the wins. They're sandbaggers because I think they have the talent to be a more explosive offense, and they're Bill is playing with like this slow roll offense, like just stay in a game and let's boot it for the win. That's our style here. He's not like opening up Mac Jones until he needs to, and when he does, Mac Jones has been good. So I think if they play a little more open, the team could do a lot better. I don't think they're an amazing team, but I think they're better than a sub 500 team. Number four.
Okay.
Your Philadelphia Eagles.
Woo!
Philadelphia Eagles, like I said, I think they're a mid-tier team. Right now, they're 2-3. I expect them to finish like, I don't know, like 9-8
or something. Oh my God, don't even tell. I don't know if they have that in them. I guess they got to play their division twice.
You know what? You're right. 9-8. I was just trying to figure out what half of 17 was. So more likely 8-9. But I expect them to be like pretty close to 500 at the end of the season. And I think the offense is a fun, dynamic offense. And the defense has been better than expected, I think. So if they can keep that defense up and keep that offense chugging, I think they're gonna do well here.
Hey, they keep establishing the run.
Yeah, 6 rushes a game may not be the wise decision for them, but hey, what are you gonna do?
Take me to number 3.
Number 3, Mario. I got some. The thing is, now you went into some sub 500 records for your phonies. Mm-hmm. So we do have 2 phony sandbaggers. The first phony sandbagger is the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, yeah?
I don't think they're a good team. I think they're similar to the Eagles. I think the Eagles are like a 500 team, and the Colts are currently 1-4. What the fuck does that tell me? Tells me they should probably be, like, a little higher up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Right above them, the Texans are 1-4, and they have a negative 52-point differential. Colts have a negative 20.
Yeesh.
So, like, they're in the range with people with sub-50-point differentials, and they only have a sub-20. So they should really be, like, 2-3, somewhere around there. So I expect them to bring it closer to 500. I liked how they looked in the game against Baltimore. They couldn't finish or whatever, but...
They sure could.
I think they're sandbagging a little. Brings me to number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Past phony legends. Can't be the Cardinals, who are previous year's like phony MVPs.
Phony
from
champions.
But the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes, I
past
knew it.
Phonies. Yep. I think the Minnesota Vikings have a team that can do some stuff. We get Dalvin Cook going again, and a healthy Dalvin Cook. You know, he took another week, right? So like, hopefully that freshens him up and he can come out and start Derrick Henry in and just running over people. And I think that team is a solid mix of defense that's solid and then okay offense. And I'm looking at the net points in that division, NFC North. Who has the best net points?
I'd guess the Packers.
You would guess wrong. I'll give you a hint. Only one team has positive net points.
In that division?
Yep.
The Lions are really the only team?
No, Lions are negative 40. Bears are negative 16. Packers are negative 2. And the Vikings are plus 4.
Oh, my God.
Vikings are 2-3. Packers are 4-1. So
it's how you lose.
I just don't think they've had their matchups. But the data, basing it off of points scored and points allowed... You know, this is, like, very vague because I'm not looking at each matchup and, like, expecting... You know, the Packers could have played Kansas City and Bills and stuff and got ran over. So, just basing it off those specific numbers, I expect the Vikings to be, like, slightly above 500 by the end of the year. So, I'm calling them sandbaggers.
Oh, we'll keep an eye on that. We'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah, we'll see. Finally, I just want to end it off here. I mean... You know, if anybody might have picked the Vikings as a playoff team, then maybe we'll find out at the end of the season.
Oh, my goodness.
finally, the last sandbagger. I'm sure you can guess. This is another one we had in common on our two lists. Kansas City Chiefs sitting at 2-3. The team has scored 154 points. That is, let me just do a quick glance here, second in the AFC. They've also given up 163.
The worst defense.
Quick glance is the worst in the AFC. So they're currently negative 9 net points. So not doing so hot, but I expect them to rebound. Not necessarily because I believe their defense will get better, more so because I think they'll just start outscoring teams. We talked about that schedule they had. It's a rough start to the season. So I anticipate much better days ahead here for the Kansas City Chiefs. If we look at their next couple of games, you got Washington football team. That defense is toast. Tennessee Titans lost to the Jets. Yep. New York Giants. You got negative net yard, net scoring Green Bay Packers, but that will be a tough game. Vegas Raiders, kind of a mediocre team. Cowboys, Broncos, Raiders. I think they have a much more open schedule coming up here. Bring them to slightly above 500 before they get into their next couple of tough games. But that's our sandbaggers and our phonies,
Mario. I love
Mario.
That. I love that. New segment alert.
Let's take a look at our league draft.
Let's do it.
So this was the draft me and Mario had. We split the league in two by drafting, snake draft style. And it's just about what teams win and what teams lose. Currently, Mario, you pulled ahead a lot more. I believe I was down 2.
Yep.
Currently down 6 now.
Sheesh, what happened? Where did it go wrong?
You know, we had a couple of tough games out there. Our number one pick, the Kansas City Chiefs, being 2-3. Not great.
Tough.
Seahawks 2-3. Not great for us here. Vikings, 49ers, Washington football team's garbage defense, all our middle picks there looking pretty rough. Whereas down at the bottom, we still have 2 defeated teams, Jaguars and Lions, have not won yet. Yep. You still have an undefeated team in the Cardinals. And all your top 6 teams have positive records. So that's kind of where our difference is. I'm expecting better things in the future from these boys, but we'll see what we can do out here. Not exactly looking great just yet.
I love it. I love it. All right. If that's all we got for league draft,
That is.
Love that. So I want to take it away to our season standing. So this is something we did at the beginning of the year where we picked basically like every division winner. Then we also each picked a couple different wild card teams. And then we also picked who we thought was going to have the most wins in each conference. So
yes, we did.
Are you thinking
those still, we can't really decide on those ones yet. The most wins, a lot of things up in the air still.
Kansas City could turn it around. So,
well, luckily we both picked them. So
that's
good.
True. That's true. We're both dumbasses. okay. So
it could still happen.
So I'm thinking, let's touch upon some of the ones that we picked and just kind of laugh at ourselves or, like, prove the other person wrong.
Yep.
So I'm going to start with one of my picks, a sandbagger, one could say.
Yeah, sandbagger.
I thought...
And a past phony.
A past phony, like, always a little bit of phony in their hearts. The Vikings. So I had the Vikings making the wild card. I'm still hopeful because I think the NFC is a little bit shallower than the AFC. You know, we both picked, like, you picked all 4 of the teams in the NFC West going. I picked 3 of them. I don't know if that's going to be the case anymore. I think that opens it up for Minnesota. But is this one I could add back? I didn't know Dalvin Cook was going to miss so many games at the start of the year.
Yeah, I didn't know that when I picked him against Derrick Henry. So
I tried to trade you for him. I tried to give you some value.
It's too much fun. No, I'm saying in our seasonal ranks, best running back.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's true. R.I.P.
Hate to see it.
You got anything you want to add about the Minnesota wild card? I always want to hop in the next one.
Well, I had them as sandbaggers, so I think there's a chance they could come back and snag the last wild card spot. It's so early in the season. We were talking about Kansas City being both of our AFC most wins. They can still go 14-3.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, what's the odds of them winning all the games, right? But it's possible. Mm-hmm. You know, give me the best Kansas City team you've ever seen during the regular season. They could win it all in a row. So if they can get their shit together and get it back, luckily we have, it's not likely, so luckily we have the same pick there. Same with the San Francisco 49ers here. We both picked to make the wild card. Need some special stuff to happen there. But yeah, I think Minnesota is still a possibility. I don't think you're outside the realm of possibility there. I will bring it over to a team that I think we both underestimated coming into the season. The 5-0 Arizona Cardinals.
Sheesh.
only appear on one of our two picks.
That's right.
I have selected them as an NFC wildcard team. You have said they will not make the playoffs.
I truly, in my heart of hearts, going into this year, thought this was a year where Cliff Kingsbury and his offense take a step back. I really thought last year was like the best Kyler we would see, and that it would start to regress and Cliff Kingsbury would be hitting the road.
It could have possibly happened. When you look at the Ravens, who have another running quarterback, he came out firing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next season, it seems like some teams kind of figured him out a little bit.
But now,
and then now he's doing much better. But I can see the thought process there. Plus, you believed Arizona to be phonies.
Still do.
All of last year.
They're the honorary sixth in my top five.
The 5-0. I mean, you know what? I would respect a 5-0 phony more than I respect losing record phonies. You had a 1-4 phony, Mario. Clean that shit up.
Yeah, Arizona, so, though. I mean, one I could wish I could have back. Maybe I put them in over San Fran as I just shake my head at that pick. Arizona.
Yeah, what's your thoughts on do you think Arizona has a chance to miss still?
It's going to be tough. I mean,
mathematically.
Mathematically, sure, but I think it's going to be tough.
They could be 5-12 at the end of the season.
I think it's a combination of, I mentioned it earlier, like, I don't think the NFC has, like, a ton. Like, maybe if you think the Bears come alive, but, like, I don't think they do. I
don't believe in them.
I don't think any team in the NFC East is coming alive. And unless you think, like, the Panthers or the Saints.
The Eagles have the best chance, I think. That Washington, surprisingly, Washington's offense has been okay. Is that defense looks like it's fucking lost.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what happened between last year and this year, but
Fitzmagic was the glue. You know, just holding them all together.
Holding the defense together. Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, I think you're right. I don't see a lot of strong second or third teams in these other divisions. It's really that NFC South West that's just stacked.
You could argue the South. Like, I mean, maybe Jameis just, like, puts it together well enough. Maybe the
They're not letting him gun it, you know? They're playing too safe with him.
Bill Belichick.
For me to feel that. Yeah, they're Belichicking his ass.
Okay. We talked a lot about the East. Let's just dive right in to who we each picked. I picked Dallas. I thought Dak would come back strong. You picked Washington.
How's that? I saw great things out of the defense last year. I was like, and they kept a lot of the members there, and they're young. So I was like, here we go. We got a great defense. It's like our problem was offense. And here it comes Fitzmagic. And I was like, turns out we don't have any more problems. And I was real excited. And then he gets hurt. And honestly, him getting hurt is not their death throw here.
Mm-hmm.
The death throw is that defense. Like I said, it looks like shit. It is the worst defense in the NFC right now by about freaking like 7 or 8. It looks like a completely different team from last year. And then the offense might be better than it was last year, even with Heinicke going. So it's very interesting team. I will say they're 2-3. Dallas is such... I was going to say they can still get a wild card spot. Honestly, the NFC East is such a clusterfuck. Dallas could lose every game for the rest of the season. I wouldn't be surprised. They have just a great trend of having such skilled players and losing games. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Dallas will win the NFC East now. But I think Washington could still be in the playoffs. They just need, if that defense turns into last year's defense, if they could get their shit together, you get Fitzmagic back, I think they can still steal it, because they're not 1-4 or 0-5, they're 2-3. So, you know, if that defense figures this shit out next week, well, maybe not against Kansas City, but in the future, they can start winning some games here. And maybe get 500 or slightly above it and sneak in with that last spot. But I think you got me beat on this one. Dallas certainly looks like the favorites to run away with that division.
I love that. Okay. Let's.
Oh, you love that. As an Eagles fan, you guys heard it first.
I love that.
An Eagles fan just said, Cowboys are going to win the NFC East in a landslide, and they said, I love that.
Oh, my gosh. Holy this was always shit. A tanking year. It aligns
Someone
with my pick.
Call Mike Trout. Get this guy.
Oh, Mike Trout. It's too pure for this world. All right.
Mario out here saying, die, Eagles, die.
Stop that. We're going to take a look at wild card on the AFC side. Yeah. We talked a lot of NFC. Let's flip it to AFC.
Yeah, we'll talk about New England here.
Let's talk about New England.
Absolutely. I have chosen New England as my AFC wildcard team. As one of them, one of three.
One of three.
They were my last choice, mostly because I thought they'd be like a 500 team. I still think they'll probably be around 500, maybe a game under, maybe a game over, but I think they'll be in that range.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. It all depends how the coaching goes. They've just been so, you know, like that defense looks strong. Still haven't given up 100 points against yet. One of like
100
three
points?
Teams.
Oh, total.
Yeah.
I thought you meant per game.
For the season.
Okay.
No. There's only one team doing that.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Washington. Actually, the Chiefs. Probably.
Yeah, the Chiefs, if anything.
I mean, almost Texans. They almost gave up half of that and scored zero. I think they got to open up the offense a little bit more. Also, like, they shouldn't totally because Bill Belichick definitely knows what he's doing more than I do. But in my head, I feel like they're doing this confidence-building thing with him. You know, high completion percentage, but low yardage. Maybe a touchdown once in a while, but, like, they're just trying to stay in and win games, and I think they got to open it up a little bit more as the season goes, I think, is hopefully the plan here. So I'm not – it's a homer pick. Like, going into this, I chose this as a homer pick. Same with the win total under-overs. Like, that – I'm picking them because I want to ride with my boys.
Fair.
But I do – I'm – and, hey, maybe it's the homer in me, like, turning my rationales here – but logically, I think there's a chance for them to sneak into the playoffs as the final AFC wildcard still.
I'm almost at this point thinking maybe Belichick doesn't want all the film out on Mac Jones yet. Maybe he knows the guy's capable, or maybe he wants to give him more reps. But it's like, listen.
He does shit like that in the past, but I just don't know if your team's strong enough that you can play.
He's thinking.
It's one of those things where, like, if you don't make the playoffs, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Great. You hit all the paperwork on or the all the film
that's
on him
the thing.
And didn't make the playoffs.
He doesn't care about the playoffs this year. He's playing the 5D checkers where it's like, we're going to miss
you
this
think
year.
He's playing a full season of hide and film, and he's like, let's come out
and then
swinging.
Next year, preseason game one, Mac Jones is going to be doing some reverse laterals you've never seen.
I love it. We're hiding the film all season, but next preseason, you just
that's
wait.
When you unleash the beast. Okay, I was wise enough to not pick New England for my wild card team, but
wise is a word that could describe what you did.
And I'll keep, and I'll stick with it.
Would it be the one I choose? Probably not.
But I myself, in my last AFC wild card, had the Colts. I'm a Carson guy. Maybe that's my little bit of my homer pick. They looked so good with the corpse of Phillip Rivers last year. And I'm thinking this is like kind of a lateral switch, right? Like they both love turning the ball over. They're both kind of like fuck it guys. But they've looked bad.
Like fucking it.
They've looked bad. What's their record right now?
1-4.
1-4. That's phony territory.
Both a phony and a sandbag.
I was going to say, that's phony territory. Only because the expectations were high going into the year. You know, like, I don't think anyone picked them winning that division.
I don't know if they were high. I think they were, like, interesting going into the year, you know?
I think they won the division last year.
I don't think people were like, this is a good team.
NFL 2020.
They beat the Titans last year?
I think they did.
Wow.
So, obviously that's impossible to find at this point, though.
They lost, actually. Oh, they tied them. 11-5, both teams were.
I think one of them had to be the wild card, though.
Right. I think the wild card, yeah, the wild card was the Colts.
Yeah, it was. Okay. All that to say, they did it last year. This is a 7th seed. I thought they could do it again.
But you got to remember, they moved from Phillip Rivers, the corpse of Phillip Rivers, to Carson Wentz, who is still to this day, been around the league a while, still to this day, unproven.
Oh, hate to hear that. Hate to hear that.
He had a great play, and then he had some shit. So, unproven. Look at what Hurts is doing with the Eagles since he took over. They've been a much better team than they were with Wentz last year. So, he's rode a roller coaster, for sure.
Hurts. All right. Oh yeah. Huh. All right. Last one. We're sticking the AFC side.
Yep.
You picked Pitt as your.
Do you know? Yeah, I did pick Pitt, but sorry, I just got distracted here. If the Colts lose one more game, they'll be tied with last year in losses.
Really?
Ooh, 6 games in. Ooh. Not 6 games in.
That's.
Oh no, it would be 6.
That's 6 games in, and they tie their
total. 6 games in, you have as much losses as last year. Welcome, Carson Wentz. You're doing great. Anyway, I picked Pittsburgh as my second AFC wildcard team. Really liked the defense. Thought the offense looks like shit. And that was why they were a wild card team for me. Last year, they won the division. Did they actually win the division? Or did they just go undefeated and then lose everything at the end?
But yeah, they did. They won the division. They were 12-4, third seed.
12-4. A lot of people coming back to that team. You know, that offense is back. Yikes. And a lot of the defense back. So, you know, a team went 12-4, you're like, all right, let's say they're 12-5 with the 17 games. I was like, they're phonies last year. Ooh. So let's say they're even 10-7 or something. I was like, all right, they get 10-7, maybe even 9-8. They could sneak into the wild card there. So that was my estimation, and I thought I was being a little harsh, like not giving them enough credit last year. Currently 2-3, so it's a little shaky right now. Defense, not looking as good as it was last year. It's not bad. It's kind of a middle-of-the-road defense right now. But, man, that division is just horrifying.
You know,
it's just as scary as the NFC West.
It really – actually, I was just looking at that. I got the standings up for last year, and this is just like a fun fact that's kind of related. The Dolphins last year won 10 games and missed the playoffs in the AFC. On the flip side, on the NFC, an 8-8 team made the playoffs.
Is that the NFC East?
NFC North, the Bears, as the last wild card.
So you're talking about a 7-9 team also.
Oh my god, and a 7-9 team. I was looking at the wild cards. Yeah, 7-9. Oh my god. And here's Miami, man, on the cusp.
A 7-9 team. Cowboys need 3 more games to equal the wins last year for the. And what was that 7-9 team, Mario?
Hey, it was a team whose defense fell apart, the Washington football team. Okay.
Yeah. They gave up 329 points last year, Washington football team. They've given up more than half of that already. They've given up 155.
I'm going to say week 8 they blow. Let me see when they play the Eagles. I think that's the end of the year. Okay.
All right, you check that out. I'm going to move on to our week 5 pick'ems. We have seasonal web wagers too. Which is just our players. I'm going to give a 2-second rundown of this. We're not going to talk about any of these things. Just so you guys know where everything is, but it's going to take up too much time. Najee Harris has the top 15. He's currently 11. So I'm winning that. Eagles need 6.5 wins. They got 2. Pats need 9.5. They got 2. They win only when each other wins. Justin Fields, we watched that. Any rookie wide receiver in the top 25, there's only 1. And Chase is killing it. Herbert, top 20. Mario said yes. He's currently 5 now after a huge game.
Locked.
Joe Burrow, top 15. 19, moved up a spot or two, but not enough. Pittsburgh, top 5 defense. Mario said yes, but they are currently 13.
Trash.
We got Pitts versus Fant. I didn't even look this one up, but Fant's probably winning. Oh, no. Kyle Pitts went off. So maybe Kyle Pitts is ahead now. Julio Jones, top 20. Mario said yes. He's currently 73, both in age and in his current rankings for the season.
Oh.
Joe Mixon, top 15. Mario said yes. 14.
Still is.
Robert Woods, top 20. We coming, boys. Nope. 23.
No shot.
Chris Carson, Mario said yes for a top 15. He's currently 26. Miles Sanders, I said yes for a top 20. What am I smoking? 37. He gets 6 carries a game on a good day. Terry McLaurin, top 10. I said yes. He's currently 12. Tyler Lockett, top 20. Sliding down after 2 20-point weeks to 13. Anyway.
That was beautiful.
That is our weekly picks there. Just get that trash out of the way and head over to our picks for last week. And let me just double check. Pick'ems is what we're going to cover first, which is going to be our we had like 8 of them or something last week. We split, Mario, 4-4. The LA Rams at Seattle as 2.5 favorites. I picked the Rams and the Rams pulled through against Geno Smith, QB1. Jets at Atlanta, never choose the Jets, came true again. Atlanta got me some points there with at the 3-point favorites. Denver at Pitt, I chose Pitt, and they finally pulled through and got the dub. They were only 1-point favorites. Mario chose Detroit over the phony Minnesota Vikings.
And was wise to do so.
And came through. Detroit covered. Cleveland at LA Chargers. Chargers as 1.5-point favorites. Chargers came through with a late-game comeback. I got to tell you, earlier in that game, I was like, we did it, boys. You know how to run. Run this clock out. And then they were like, but what if no, though? Gave the ball back, and the Chargers capitalized. Won that game. Chicago at the Raiders. Raiders 5.5-point favorites. I chose the Raiders. Mario chose Chicago, and Chicago pulled through. San Francisco at Arizona. Arizona 5.5-point favorites. Former phonies, undefeated team, chose them over the shitty San Francisco 49ers. Arizona came through, got me my 4th point. And Mario received his 4th point. Buffalo at KC. KC 2.5-point favorites. Buffalo putting their foot in their booty and bringing home Mario's 4th point. So we were tied after Pick'ems.
Beautiful. So I'm going to take us to the picks, the Week 5 picks. And I think it's a little hurtful that I'm going to be reading these off because I got smoked. Brady came out winning.
Fucking guy, we have a goddamn schedule, and Mario refuses to follow it, but we'll move on.
Oh, 5 out. I misread. This is even better, though, because I'm reading the ones I got smoked in.
Yeah, I'll read the ones you got smoked in. You read the 5x5s.
Okay, I'll do the 5x5s. How we do these is we look at the player ranked projected to be the 10th highest scorer at each position. And then we break it up into groups of 5 where we think they're going to finish. So example 1 through 5, 6 through 10, etc.
Great job, Mario. Good description.
Thanks, bud. So first we had Aaron Rodgers. He was projected to finish 10th. Brady and I both picked that he would finish between 6 and 10. He finished 14th. Dagger.
Yeah, close on that one. Close on that one. But not as close as this next one.
Next, Najee Harris. Brady had him 11 of 15. I had him 20 to 25. Finished 10. So
yeah, he was 9 going into the last game, and I was like, I don't know who on Baltimore is going to pull out some points, but knock him back 2 spots, please.
Oh my God! Next week,
only Taylor got the job done.
Next, Calvin Ridley. We both predicted he'd finish 30 to 34. He didn't play. He didn't travel with the team. Brutal.
Yeah, to be fair, we do this before. We do this Wednesday or something, so
yep.
It's going to be before injury reports are
That's
out.
How I picked George Kittle. Spoiler warning. next, we got Kyle Pitts. Both said he finished 11 to 15. Finished number 3. Mm-hmm. Good for you, Pitts. Finally had his breakout game against
a lot of power in the last 3 picks here.
A lot of power. Next, we got, I think this is Vance Joseph. As a kicker.
Vance, you said it was?
I think it's Vance Joseph.
It's definitely not Vance. I think.
I'm gonna just.
I'll be shocked.
So Vance Joseph. It's,
what the fuck's this guy's name?
You've said he'd finish 6-10. I said 11-15. Greg.
It's fucking Greg.
Greg Joseph. No one knows the team. He finished 2nd.
Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Last minute.
He game winner. Hit a game winner.
Against Detroit. Yeah, it's against Detroit this week.
All right.
Last up.
Oh, yeah, because they got the two-point conversion, Detroit.
Titans defense. We both said they'd finish between 11 and 15. I had them very high. Like, look, after the fact, like, I started them in fantasy, definitely contributed to a win of mine. They finished two.
Yeah, they killed it.
They killed it.
Definitely killed it.
Okay. That's how you read.
Next up. Yeah, you did great. Next up for we got no points, any of us. We couldn't guess any of those. after the week before where we had 3 points spread between us, we got zero that time. Week five picks. This is where we take each ranking in fantasy QB, running back, wide receiver, tight end, kicker, and defense. And we choose a person each week. Once we've chosen them a week, we cannot choose them again for the rest of the season. So as we go through the season, we lose more and more of the good guys and have to start picking people like Danny Dimes. Anyway, Kirk Cousins against Danny Dimes. I had Kirk Cousins, Mario, Danny Dimes. Cousins came out on top. Danny Dimes came out of the game. Right? Didn't he get hurt or something? Or did he just do bad?
Danny Dimes, he got hurt. He's going to miss time.
Didn't the whole team
team got hurt. And what do you know? I picked so many Giants because I was like, this is going to be a shootout. The Cowboys' defense is meh.
Did they play in the Meadowlands?
I don't remember.
I think they did because the Jets were away, which is usually the opposite of what the Giants are. That stadium is a fucking harsh. So I never want to play there. Next up, running back. I had Chubb. You had Barkley.
Was it Dallas?
That guy left too.
He sure did.
That guy left the game.
He sure did.
So far, I picked all C's. That was my theme this week. And so far, 2-0. Next up, I had Jamar Chase. You had Justin Jefferson. Welcome to the game, Jamar Chase. 3-0. I had Jared Cook. You had Kittle.
And Greg Kittle.
Kittle didn't play. Jared Cook waited till like the fourth quarter to get any yards. So he was testing me. But Cook comes out on top. 4-0 here. I had Carlson kicking against Matt Gay. Matt Gay comes out on top, breaks Mario's clean sweep of Mario here in week five picks, makes it 4-1. Carolina defense against Denver's defense. Carolina comes out on top, giving me a 5-1 spread here in our week five picks, which Mario, math whiz, will let you know that I beat you by 4 this week.
Oh.
Bring our records to 38-26 on the season.
Oh my god.
Ooh. That's $12 in my pocket if the season ended today. Mario, let's dive into our week 6 stuff here. Why don't you take us away on pick'ems?
Yeah, week 6 pick'ems. I just scroll down to the bottom to see how much I'm getting blown out by. Okay.
Yeah, don't do that.
But I'm back. So
you don't want to see that.
Here we are. So what we do is we, at the same time, we're going to count down our little reveal, and then we'll talk about the differences. We'll spend maybe like a minute or two on a couple of the things that we picked the same on, only if there's really something worth talking about.
Absolutely.
But Brady, I'm ready when you are.
Sure, let me just grab my guys. I'm over here doing nothing.
Nice.
And we're going to head into revealies for these?
Revealies for these. There's only revealies.
All right, I'm ready to paste when you are.
3, 2, 1, reveal.
Bop.
Beautiful.
Ooh, we got 1, 2, 3, 4 of them.
Oh.
Not a lot to make up, Mario, but you gave me the free win. I love to see it.
You're playing safe.
I'm looking at the ones we have together here. Both chose Rams over the Giants. Both chose Kansas City beat Washington.
I'm surprised you picked Houston. I was thinking maybe you picked the Colts there.
You know what it is? Houston is like my death bet. I can't stop loving you. And last year they drowned me into the dirt so many times, and I was like, they're actually a good team. I don't know why they're losing so much. They're gonna steal the win here, and they never did.
There's two of them I see I want to talk about.
Yeah, so Houston, I think, will cover the 9.5 spread. Indianapolis doesn't look that strong of a team. I have them as
9.5 is too much.
As sandbaggers, but 9.5 is a fucking... Houston, you know, was within that for New England, who I don't think is much different than Indianapolis.
And it's a divisional game. That was another thing that added some craziness. All right.
Absolutely.
Two other games I want to talk about. Both because...
Out of our similarities.
Out of the similarities. Just because I was so back and forth between them. First, Dallas at New England. I was very close to putting New England. Just because...
Very easy pick here for me.
In my mind, they played a very close game against Tampa. Then they get almost embarrassed by Houston. I think that they're having like a good week again. I think they're going to be back.
I think they just like playing things close, and they were able to do that with Houston because they're not explosive, and they played it nice and easy, mistake-free, or tried to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Tampa Bay game was close because it was a weather game. Tom Brady couldn't air it out. It was, you know, and then what is Ronald Jones going to do? I love Fournette, man. One of the biggest fantasy plays. People who have Fournette with me is a great value pick because he's really taken over that backfield. But in the rain, that's all they got. A lot of dump offs and a lot of running, and that's what the Patriots do. So you took away Tampa Bay's greatest weapon. They have three elite wide receivers and a great arm throwing to them. That's why that game was close. So I don't anticipate.
You think Dak just going to sling it?
Dallas being up by 7 or something at the end.
All right.
It wouldn't surprise me if it was close, but it's going
to
be.
That one was hard for me, so I wanted to at least talk about it.
It's
going to
be a defensive decision, or someone opened up New England's offense and let the kid throw. But yeah, I can see why you'd have a little bit of a thought about that one for sure.
And then the other one, Seattle at Pittsburgh, Pitt by 5. Both of us pick Seattle.
Easy pick. I thought this was an easy one.
Really? I was thinking Pittsburgh just came off a win. They got Geno Smith in Seattle. We know Pittsburgh's defense is good.
Yeah, Geno Smith looked really good, I thought.
He did.
He had an interception, but that wasn't, you know, his fault.
Yeah, yeah. It was like bobbed up.
Game situation. But... And I don't think Seattle's defense is bad, and I don't think, even if they were, I don't think Pittsburgh's offense is good. I think Pittsburgh could easily win this game still, but I think it's going to be a very close game because I just don't think either team is really, like, that good or that bad.
This one's just like a
snooze fest
close one.
It's going to be like a 17-20. Yeah, like a 17-20 or,
all right,
you know, something.
What was the similarities you want to touch upon?
Yeah.
Let's get to the differences. First one.
Absolutely.
First one. Thursday night football, Tampa Bay at Philadelphia, Tampa by 6.5. You went Tampa. I went the birds.
Yep. I knew you'd go. You always go birds. So
the birds.
Knew that was coming. They didn't even give them like a full touchdown. And, I don't see it being this close.
Right? You don't see it being this
like,
close?
I like Philly. You tell me, do you think this is a brain pick or a heart pick for you?
Heart always weighs in when I see that shade of green. Heart is always going to chime
Absolutely.
In.
But do you think this pick, say this was not your team.
Something I'm worried about is, and I know this just from being a fan of the team, but like our offensive line a little banged up. Lane Johnson, one of our Pro Bowlers, is missing some time.
Mm-hmm.
So I am worried about Tampa's.
What if it was Dallas versus Tampa?
Dallas versus Tampa? Ooh.
And it was -6.5.
I think
you would take Dallas for sure?
I don't know about for sure, but I think I would.
Yeah, and Dallas is significantly better than Philly.
Than Philly.
So like,
but there's something magical.
If there's even a question with Dallas.
About Tom Brady versus Philadelphia, you know? Like, I know they've met a few times. Philly's come up on top more often than not.
Sure.
So
against him on the Patriots, I guess.
Yes. But. Yeah, I think this is his first time playing him in Tampa. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I don't. 6.5 is still a solid amount, you know? And I, like I said, I like Philly. I just.
They have that.
If Tampa Bay was the Chiefs or something, and it's like, oh yeah, their offense is going to do well, but Philly's going to score on them just as much.
And home
I
gives
like
you
Tampa
3 points.
Bay's defense, though.
Home gives you 3 points.
Well, home could have gave you 6.5 points in this.
That's it. That's all I got. This is my team pick, of course. Next up, we're going across the pond. Miami at Jacksonville in London. Miami 3.5. You picked Jacksonville. I picked Miami. My thoughts are Jacksonville, like, this is a dumpster fire. Like, the whole organization. Urban Meyer got a lucky break by having John Gruden get fired, or he resigned. So I think that takes.
So he wasn't first, you know?
Yeah, that takes a little bit of heat off of him, but I just can't see this team. I think the team is a little defeated. I think Miami's not great, but I think Jacksonville. I know that they always say, like, the players want to win because, like, they're playing for themselves, they're playing for their contracts. These are grown men. But I think if they lose here, I think Urban Meyer doesn't get on the plane back to Jacksonville. And I know, like, that's just par for the course. He didn't do that when they played in Cincinnati, but...
Yeah, right. He's going to go party first. What do you mean?
Oh, my God. What about you? What are you thinking here?
I mean, I think that this is going to be a close game for just similar to the Seattle-Pittsburgh game. I think it's going to be like two bad teams, kind of. And when I'm looking at – there's three teams that have over 150 points against. Number one, the Kansas City Chiefs. In the AFC, I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And number two is the Dolphins, 154, and the Jaguars have 152. Now, the Jaguars have scored almost 20 points more than the Dolphins. And that offense has looked better and better each game.
It has.
So, and honestly, like, it feels like fucking Miami's looked worse and worse each game. Like, they have not looked great. So I just feel like things are coming. You know, that 2 weeks ago, Jacksonville lost a 3-point game to the Bengals, mm-hmm. who I think is a solid team. So my thought process in this is Miami, they lost by 3 to the Bengals. Miami's 3.5 favorites, and I think Miami is pretty bad. So I don't know. I don't really know. This was kind of a coin toss to me, but I feel like if Jacksonville is going to win a game this year, it feels like this could be the one.
Because they got to win one.
I think the team's good enough to win one. I think the only team worse enough to lose every single game this year already won a game.
Oh, the Jets?
Yeah. I honestly, like, Detroit has almost won every game they've played.
I was going to say, this,
like,
is...
And then blow it. And Jacksonville, you know, they've been close once, and I feel like they're getting better. Not that they're good at all. They're still terrible. But I feel like, you know, maybe Trevor Lawrence is getting a little more comfortable. Who knows? So it's kind of a coin flip to me, but I leaned in favor of Jacksonville.
Also, last thing I want to say about this game is I'm predicting the under hits. I'm deeming it the Lunder, so I think that plays in Miami's favor. But speaking of teams that have to win a game eventually, Cincinnati at Detroit, Cincinnati -3.5. You pick Cincinnati, I pick Detroit. Mm-hmm. Detroit's looking so close in all of these games. They're looking due. Like, they're losing. They lost 2 weeks back-to-back field goals to end the game. Heartbreaking losses. I think the players are playing harder than ever for the coach, who cried at a press conference. And Cincinnati, I love Cincinnati. I love Chase.
What do you mean,
I love
back-to-back field goal weeks, though?
They lost to Justin Tucker on a record breaker 2 weeks ago.
That's 2 weeks ago.
And then this past week, they were up.
That's 3 weeks ago, Justin Tucker. Sorry.
That was 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. Or according to what I'm seeing here, they lost week 3 to the Ravens 17-19. They lost to Chicago 14-24.
Two of their last three have been heartbreaking field goals.
Sure.
And last week, something I loved about it is
their first game was heartbreaking too, against San Francisco. They were leading that game until, like, pretty much the end. And Green Bay, they played close until the end when Green Bay just took off.
So
I think you're right. They're a strong team.
They're due. And Cincinnati's I love Cincinnati. I really think they're on the up and up.
Yeah, I know.
They're a Chargers light. But they're the kind of team that would lose this. Or at least, I mean, 3.5 is a lot of points.
I think, I don't know if 3.5 is a lot. It's one of the lowest numbers that we have on here. But I do think, I think it could happen for sure. Because Cincinnati is the type of team where all of a sudden they just lose a game they should win.
Yeah.
Like, they feel like that type of team. Like, they could go toe-to-toe with Kansas City and fucking whoever. Go toe-to-toe with, you know, the Bills or something. But then we'll just lose to fucking the Jets or something like that. Like, that feels like this type of team. So I wouldn't be surprised. But I don't think 3.5 is enough to make me go towards Detroit.
Mm. Okay, okay.
Hit me with this last one.
Last one, best one. Arizona at Cleveland. Two phony games, if you want to think about it. You picked Arizona, I picked Cleveland. This one I didn't know what you'd pick, because I know you love both of these teams, but I thought Cleveland...
I do like both teams. I mean, I don't love Arizona. My support for Arizona is they're not phonies. They're a good team. I don't think they're not one of my favorites or whatever, but it's mostly because you hate them that it feels like I love them so much, I think. Like, same with, it feels like I hate the Chargers and it feels like I hate Cincinnati all the time because I'm always like, you're too high on these guys. Though, like, after last game, Chargers against Cleveland, oof, they looked fucking good
coming back. That's the thing. Like,
they looked fucking good.
Cleveland,
because Cleveland's defense wasn't bad this year.
No,
they were pretty good until that game. They only have 114 points against still, even after that.
Yeah, I think that's a wash. You don't count that against them.
Fuck.
You don't count that against them.
That was a good comeback. Chargers really boosted themselves in my eyes last week. But that's not what we're talking about, right? We're talking about 47. It's crazy.
That's a lot of points.
The last two games, they gave up 6 and 7. And that's against the Vikings and Bears, who are like
solid
2-3 teams. Those are solid 3-2 teams or something.
And I know Arizona's definitely better than Justin Fields' offense, definitely better than the Vikings and Kirk Cousins, but three's a lot. They're at home. They just lost a very close game. I think that they're hungry. And like, Arizona's not winning them all.
I hope so. I like Cleveland better.
Arizona's not winning them all, right? Like, they got to lose one.
Right. And it's definitely one of the ones they can lose.
I think we got 5x5 next.
Yeah, I just want to look at the Arizona schedule really quick and see like
where we think they lose.
Coming. Week 6, Browns very well could be this week. Texans, they should win that. Packers, it could come in week 8. I wouldn't think San Francisco would pull it off unless they get significantly better week 9. 10, Panthers would be a win. Seahawks could be up in the air depending on the status of that team.
Yeah, if people are healthy.
Bye week, Bears, I think they win. Rams, they're not getting past. I'll guarantee they don't get past week 14.
You think the is this their first or second game against the Rams?
It's the first Rams game, I think. Mm. Nope, they beat the Rams already. Yeah, they beat the Rams already in week 4.
Oh.
By 17.
Ooh.
Rams defense.
Oh yeah, because what's his name? The coach Sean McVay was 8-0 against the Cardinals until that game.
Mm-hmm.
Brutal.
So I guarantee the Rams don't lose the second game. I love that team. I think that's one of my favorite teams this year. But yeah, Cardinals, they've got some tough matchups still to come. So I don't think anybody's like, could it happen? Just yet for them. But I don't know. Cleveland's the favorites, and Cardinals are 5-0 with a better defense currently and a better offense currently. I don't know. I went with the phonies. I when I picked that one, that was one of the ones where I was like, I'm just picking this. I know we're going to have this different, basically.
That's fair.
But all right. Yeah, let's take it over now to our 5x5s. So I'm going to head into my scrap sheet and copy some 5x5s here.
Perfect.
And we're posting these directly into Web Wagers, correct?
Yes, we are.
I am ready to post. No, I'm in week 7. Shit. Here I am. I am ready to post here when you are.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Woo! Let me see. I had this backwards last week. Let me just make sure that I have kicker.
While you double check, I'll just
kicker then defense. Yes, I'm good to go.
Perfect. This time we have the team that the person's on and the team they're playing against, so we don't have any incidents with the kicker, like Vance Joseph.
Absolutely. We all know Boswell. I also like knowing the team the defense is playing. But we got Rodgers here, Green Bay at Chicago. Rodgers was expected to be number 10. I put him as 11-15.
Yep.
I think Chicago's defense will hold him off a little bit more than people expect. You put him at 1-5. You think he's going to stomp him out?
I think, yeah, he just hates Chicago so much.
He does hate Chicago. That's not wrong. Another person who may hate Chicago, Aaron Jones. He's the RB10 here. Questionable, but it seems like he'll play. I put him at 15-20. Again, I think the defense is a little stronger than people give it credit for. And so I think they'll hold him relatively. I think he'll get like 80 yards and no touchdowns. 80 yards total. You're saying that he's going to be 6-10?
He's going to be 6-10. I think Green Bay eats here. They just all hate Chicago. I know that's what I said for Green Bay, but they just hate Chicago.
Hate Chicago. I always thought they hated...
they hate them all.
What's it called? Minnesota a lot more.
But, oh, I think they hate Chicago a lot more. Because they're both like the cold team that plays outdoors.
The cold team that plays outdoors.
Yeah.
They're all four people in this division are the cold team that plays
outdoors. What do you mean? They have the dome in Minnesota. That's where the Eagles won their Super Bowl.
That's fair.
And then Ford Field is another dome. These are the two teams in that division that play that are like, we're the cold team.
I don't know where people play, okay? I just look at the town they're
from.
Oh,
my God.
Mike Evans, former Mario...
Oh, revenge game.
Team member. Revenge game against Philly. He knows Mario's a fan. I project him to be pretty solid going in the 11 to 15 range. Mario, you're saying he's a 16 to 20.
I do. I think it's tough. I think Antonio Brown's going to feast again. I also think it's Chris Godwin's turn because last week was Evans, so they kind of alternate. And
I'm cool if Antonio Brown feasts, to be honest.
Yeah. So you can bench him again. Last thing.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's true. AJ Brown's doing it for me.
Crazy. But so also, Darius Slay would probably shadow Mike Evans, and Darius Slay's like the one guy on our defense playing really good. That's mean to say. Mm-hmm. Our defense is like the reason why we won last week.
You tell me who I should bench. I had Brown and Woods go, and you got mad because Brown ate because Antonio Brown was benched and did well.
Woods
got 150 yards.
I would have been wrong, but like I would have picked Woods to bench. My man doesn't.
The answer was apparently AJ Brown because he got 30.
Oh my God.
Next up we have my boy Jared Cook. He already got me points though, so I stopped believing in him. 15 to 20. You have him at a 6 to 10 pick here.
Yep. And he's a Charger playing.
Thinking he's getting the touchdown.
I think so. I think that's how they're going to attack Baltimore. I think they're going to see Mark Andrews and be like, "Yo, we got that too." And you just need a touchdown or like 60 yards in your top 10.
He does just need a touchdown. But I think he gets like 40 yards again like he did last week. We have Boswell here going up against Seattle for Pittsburgh. We both picked the same thing. We think he's going to be 11 to 15.
It's nice to see.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
So my gut said.
Yeah, same. I think Pittsburgh will score like, I think it will be like, two field goals, which is usually like, oh shit, two field goals and like three extra points. That's great. I think it'll be like two field goals and one extra point. So
yeah,
like I think it'll be sitting at 7-8 or something and
I see that.
Sit there in the kind of mid range.
I also saw like two touchdowns and a field goal. Like I figured 5-ish points, but maybe that's enough to
get. Could be. 5 is a little low for the top 15 kickers, but not that far off.
Alright. Last but not least.
Yeah, we got the LA Rams defense at the Giants. You said they'd be a top 5.
I did. If Danny Dimes and Saquon and Kenny Galladay's out, I mean.
Oh, yeah. I forgot everybody's dead.
Yeah, I mean, I started them all last week, and they all got hurt. So that's how I knew. That's how I knew. I think they're going to feast.
Yeah, I put them as a 5 to 10. I mean, a 6 to 10. So I think we've covered the range. If they're above 10, then Rams, you fucked
then Rams,
up.
Then Rams, yeah, they're benched.
Yeah. But yeah, Mario, take us through our picks here.
We got one last thing, then we'll send the people on their way.
Oh, shit.
It's our week 6 picks. Touched upon it earlier in the episode. We each pick a player, can't repeat. It's head-to-head. If we got any duplicates, we just re-pick. Brady, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. If you are...
I'm ready to drop the C team on
oh
you.
Oh, my goodness. 3, 2, 1. Whammo blammo.
Liar.
Oh,
I did C last week, you dingus. It's Jays.
All right. We got Deshaun Jackson's your quarterback. Danny Jones is your running back.
Danny Jones.
Thomas Jefferson for your wide receiver. No, let's talk about these.
Thomas Jefferson would be a good wide receiver.
I picked Heinicke. I said earlier, I think Heinicke's going to be a top 12 guy, and I had to put my money where my mouth is. Also, like, there's a lot of quarterbacks we got to use, right? So let's use some Heinicke's.
You do have to use 17 of them, or 18 of them.
Sheesh.
And Heinicke may not be playing much longer to use them, so go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose Lamar Jackson. His name starts with J.
He's pretty good, yeah.
And he's a good quarterback.
Running back, I picked Najee Harris, Pittsburgh, going against Seattle, I think we said. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He had a great game last week. I think he does it again. These ones,
I don't think that's a bad choice.
Yeah.
I think I picked Aaron Jones.
Okay.
Yep. He's the best running back that starts with a J, and I've about committed. After I went 5-1 last week, going with the theme, after going like 4-2 or whatever I did the week before.
It's trending upwards.
Yeah, 4-2.
So,
shit.
I'll wrap it up.
Yeah, 4-2.
You picked Aaron Jones, who I thought was going to do well, so that doesn't bode good, well for me. Wide receiver.
I hope so.
I picked DJ Moore. I specified DJ Moore. There's another Moore that plays wide receiver in the NFL.
Absolutely.
You picked Justin Jefferson.
I've never heard of him, though. You sure you don't want to pick David Moore?
Oh, my God. So, Justin Jefferson is who you picked. He hurt me last week, so I don't think he could hurt me 2 weeks in a row.
Right.
Tight end.
I hear you there.
Tight end, I picked Gesicki of Miami. You picked Jonnu Smith. I think he's a Patriot now, or is he still a tight end?
Yeah, he is. He's mostly blocking for them.
Okay. Maybe.
But his name has a J.
Maybe he blocks
his
way. There
wasn't a lot of options
into a touchdown.
Yeah. I'm. You know what I'm predicting?
What?
I'm predicting, what is it, Ramondre Stevenson or whatever?
Mm.
He's going to be filling in because Harris got hurt, and then he's going to fumble. And
John
is going to block and pick it up for the touchdown. That's what
I don't
I'm
know if I
right
get
now.
Fantasy points for that.
Yeah, you do. You absolutely
we'll go
do.
To the tape. Next up, we got kickers. I picked Jake Elliott. You picked Joseph. I don't know what his last name
What's
is.
What's his first name? What's his first name again?
We got Vance Joseph.
Vance Joseph over first. Here. I've got Greg Joseph from Minnesota. You've got Jake Elliott from... Is he still in Philly?
He is
Where
still
is
in,
this guy?
He's still in Philly.
Okay.
I think that they're going to kick a lot of field goals. I don't know if they ever see the end zone, but I think they're going to hit three a lot.
Okay. And finally for our defense.
Yeah, we got – you picked Jacksonville against Miami. You think the Lunder's going to hit?
I don't.
I picked out
– Wait, is Jacksonville the favorites? I thought –
Well,
you had the Londoner.
I'm saying the Lunder is like it's like the over-under number. So it's like it's not going to be a high-scoring game.
Yeah.
There we go. I picked the Rams. I said it earlier. They're going to kill whoever Danny Dimes' backup is.
That's a good choice.
Thanks, bud.
I can't say. The only thing I think you fucked up in these picks is that you did two H's and then refused to continue the trend.
I didn't want to steal your thing.
Fantasy gods will punish you.
I didn't want to steal your thing. You know, I thought about it. I'm like, what if I pick a letter? I'm like, I don't want to tread waters.
If you stole my thing, it would be like, oh, by the way, all these guys went to Alabama. And I'll be like... Oh, okay. It would be some weird thing where they all came from the same college. Or
they were all born in the same county.
They were born in the same hospital.
I think Kershaw and Matt Stafford is my 1-2. Oh, my God.
Well, that's our week 6 stuff here. You got anything left to add, Maru?
Great week. I can't believe when you said I'm 12 behind this early, but... Just like in fantasy football, like, you know, I like to lose the first couple weeks. That way you get waiver priority, and then you kind of turn it.
Yeah, both of my teams thanks you for those wins you gave me in fantasy. So
Tankathon. That's all I got, though. Yeah. Otherwise, just remember, people, we are at Not A Comp Podcast on Twitter. We're going to be posting these episodes. We're going to be posting some fun graphics from our sheet. Just keep an eye on that.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a follow.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Not A Competition Podcast. Join us next week when we discuss how our Week 6 picks went, and we discuss our upcoming Week 7 picks, and we talk about potentially more Mario trades.
Peace.
Thanks for listening.